With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our Cleveland Brown Week 8 preview. What is happening? Hope you're doing good. It's Tuesday night. Gonna post everywhere you get your podcast love. It'll be posted tonight. It'll be on the Silver and Black Pride website in the morning. So, going to preview what's going on, and we're just going to talk about things and, you know, move on from this Tampa Bay game. What strikes me, it always amazes me, week to week, the narrative changes. The Raiders win this next week, the narrative changes. But right now, the narrative is kind of on the negative, because when you lose, usually bad things happen. And, you know, I think there's some weird numbers going on with the Raiders' offense. I know the defense is the biggest problem. But you look at Darren Waller. He's on pace for over 100 catches, but his per-catch average is down to, like, 8.6 yards. And the first 2 years of the Raiders are in the mid-12s. So that's a full 4 yards. A third of his usual distance in the first 2 years. So, still productive, still effective, but not as dynamic. So I want to see him stretch the field a little bit more. They got to make some plays to stretch him. Probably has a lot to do with defenses not letting him get past them. Okay, if this guy's going to catch a ball, it's only going to be for 8 yards. But, I mean, the reality is, if a dude catches 100 balls for 8 yards a catch, it's going to be a lot of first downs in that deal, you know? It's going to be a lot of moving the chains. So it's not horrible. It's just a little different. And something you'd like to see improve. Josh Jacobs, his numbers are down. They're down. 3.4 yards a carry, one of the worst of any starter in the league right now. A full 1.4 less than last year. His longest run last year was 51 yards. So far it's 16. He's still breaking tackles, but not the rate as last year. And, you know, there's been upheaval in the offensive line. And I'm not totally worried about it at all. But it's something. You know, it is something that you got to get this guy going. John Gruden said he's healthy. Tampa Bay has a wicked, wicked run defense. So, chalk it up. He had 17 yards, 10 carries. But, he's only had more than 3.7 yards a game once this season. So, it's been a season-long issue. Then you look at Henry Ruggs. Henry Ruggs is a guy who has 8 catches, but he's shown he's been dynamic. He's averaging 26 yards a catch. I mean, come on. But he only had 3 targets against Tampa Bay, and he's been hurt 2 games, so he has 8 catches in 4 games. I want to see more from the number 12 overall pick. Oh, come on, Siri, shut up. I want to see more from him. I want to see the Raiders get the ball to him more. Sure, it's okay if he's a decoy now and again, but I don't want him to be primarily a decoy. First receiver taken in the draft, primarily a decoy. I don't want that to happen. John Gruden knows that. John Gruden also said Henry Ruggs has to get open. He had some one-on-ones that he didn't get open against Tampa Bay. So that was interesting, I thought, too. Again, not worried about it. because this is a guy who can, he'll grow into it. He may never be a 1,000-yard receiver, but he's going to make some plays. And you know what? In 4 or 5 years, 3 years, frankly, we might look back at this 2020 draft and say, yeah, the Raiders should have took Lamb. They probably maybe could have took Jefferson. You know, maybe they could have took Kinlaw at 12 and Jefferson at 19. I mean, there might be those conversations. But I think he's going to have a nice career. But I want to see more than three targets this weekend. I really do. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Damon Arnett tweeted today that he's COVID-free. His hand is feeling better. He wasn't taken off the COVID, the reserve COVID-19 list from the NFL today. Maybe that happens tomorrow. He's still a few weeks away from playing. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Trent Brown. That's just taken from what Gruden said yesterday. Maybe Trent Brown is off the list tomorrow, and we can see him this Sunday. Richie Incognito is getting closer. You know, we'll see. The Raiders haven't had a lot of, knock on wood, a lot of big injuries in the last couple of weeks, so that's getting better. You know, they're placing a team with no Odell Beckham Jr. Browns are still favored by 3. I don't know about that one. I don't know. Want to hear a bad stat? After the bye, under Paul Gunther as the defensive coordinator, the Raiders gave up 42 points in a loss to the Colts in 2018. 2019, 42 points to the Packers in a loss. 2020, 45 points in a loss to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In coaching circles, it is known that the top coaches excel coming out of the bye because they have more time. This guy's defense is giving up 42, 42, and 45. I mean, those are ridiculous numbers. Hey, the evidence against Paul Gunther is mounting. I get it. And that can't be discounted. That's a large, large alarm sound. I'm sorry, it is. Now, I'm sure you're not disagreeing with you. I'm sure most of you guys want him gone. And you know what? If the Raiders don't go to the playoffs this year and the offense plays good enough to win in a lot of games, they don't win, he'll probably be gone. That's not a report. That's just a speculation. But I would think, you know, John Gruden said yesterday that there's going to be some changes on defense. It might be personnel. Might be some guys talking mostly about the pass rush. Some guys may move in, some may move out, some may get replaced. So where can that be? Maybe Malik Collins gets West playing time. Maybe Quentin Farrell moves inside. Maybe David Irvin gets promoted to get him the practice squad and gets a chance at pass rusher. Maybe Arden Key. You remember him, Arden Key. Remember he's going to be the super stud this year? Where is he? 3 sacks in 29 games. Come on. Maybe he loses playing time. Maybe Nesbitt loses playing time. Maybe Hurst, who we saw on the outside a little bit, maybe he gets more outside. Different blitzes, different schemes, different lanes. When these type of things happen this late in the season, you know what it is? It's kind of desperation. It's kind of like, oh crap, what are we going to do? Not saying that these changes can't work. I'm saying, I thought you guys were going to have this figured out by now. That's what I'm saying. They talk so big on defense. And, you know, there's so many reports how good this defense is going to be. Collins was just a guy in Dallas. He had a 1 year. Gruden says he's going to be the key to the defense. He needs to be a monster. Gunther says he's our Geno Atkins. What is he doing? Corey Littleton, 3 years, $12 million a year. Averaging 5.8 tackles a game at that position. He doesn't have Aaron Donald in front of him anymore. He doesn't have Wade Phillips scheming for him anymore. Nick Kwiatkowski. He's been hurt a little bit. He's been okay, but he was a backup in Chicago on a really good defense. He played because Trevathan got hurt. And guess what? They're both free agents, and they re-signed Trevathan over Nick. They picked him over Nick. So I'm not saying these guys are terrible, but, you know, I mean, not as good as we thought. Joyner, not as good as we thought. You know, I mean, it's a little, where are these? These guys got to start making some plays. Make some freaking plays. Mariota, another free agent, $7.5 million. He's the backup last, he's not the backup last week. You Peterman. If Peterman's the backup this week, it's like, oh God. Mariota is not, he's going to be the number three. You know, there's just some bad free agent decisions, it seems like. Or at least guys that aren't, you know, guys aren't doing what they said they were going to do. Even in training camp, we got all these, oh man, they're going to be great. It's like you're being lied to. That's why I don't like hearing that crap. I want to hear it. I want to see it in the season. That's what I want to see. Aguilar was a nice pickup. But still, is he going to be a 100-catch guy? I don't know if he needs to be, but, you know, he's more of a rotational guy. Trent Brown was a good pickup if he can stay on the field. You know? I mean, dude, these are just real things. Since 2018, listen to this stat. You're not going to like it. Since 2018, Khalil Mack has 12 forced fumbles for the Chicago Bears. The entire Oakland Raiders / Las Vegas Raiders in those 38 games have 6 forced turnovers. So next time he's saying Mack's overrated or we sucked with him, just those kind of numbers, those are special players. Those are special players. What else we got? I think we're just going to wrap up the show with, you know, how to beat the Browns. The Browns are 5-2. They're probably a bit of a paper 5-2. I want to see varied offense. The Raiders are better when it's varied offense, when they get everybody involved. And I want to see Ruggs get more touches. I want to see Jacobs getting that 4.0 per carry average. I want to see Waller break some plays. I want to see the offensive line be healthy and stout. I want to see a pass rush, perhaps? Because Baker Mayfield, say what you want about this guy. He can make some magic if you give him time. He threw 5 touchdown passes this last week. He's not a total slappy. Yes, they'll miss OBJ, so that means take Landry out of the game. And the Raiders can get run on. Don't let the Browns running backs eat you alive. Don't let that happen. That happens, they're going to have a hard time winning. So, there you go. They can win this game. They can win any game. They can win any game. They beat the Chiefs. They can win any game. So, we'll be back on Sunday. I hope you had fun. I hope I entertained you. If I didn't, well, I'll try better next time. Like I said, I want to make you smart. I want to make you the smartest Raider fans in the Raider Nation. It's my job to find all this stuff out. It's not yours. This is your passion. So, it's my job to tell you everything. So I hope I made you a little smarter. So have a great week. Have fun Sunday. We'll talk to you Sunday. Take care. See you later.